What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Bleep Loop Podcast. This episode is Demo Days, where basically I give you 3 to 4 demos that I've had the chance to play and experience and enjoy, and I want to share them with you. Okay? So the first one we are going over is called Ninja Isin. The developer is Asteroid J and the publisher is CFK Company LTD. I also did a reaction video to the trailer that'll be coming out on my YouTube, the Retro Lag Variety Network. So be sure to check that out, like and subscribe, and enjoy the video when it comes out. So, initially, Ninja Isin invites players into a world filled with hyper ninja action as they work alone to annihilate waves of enemy troops using a variety of ninja skills and fight bosses coming at you with relentless, diverse attack patterns. So this game reminds me of just really like a Shinobi Ninja Gaiden type of game. But it's also set in like a futuristic cyberpunk type of vibe. The soundtrack is really good, high energy, high paced. And it's definitely one of those games that you're gonna die a lot. You're gonna die a lot, but you're gonna have fun when you apply your skills and your abilities, and the abilities that you use, they are developed and created in a way where when you can fine tune them and harness them, it's just a great experience in terms of the game. Now, I didn't get too far because, again, these types of games are very difficult if you don't play them often. And although I play platformers, I'm really diving deeper into hack and slash, hyper ninja action type games, and precision platformers for that matter. And this one, I would say, kind of skirts that precision platformer kind of vibe or aesthetic. The first level is really great. The other thing I kind of didn't like is that when you die, you essentially got to start over from certain points. So if you don't get to a save point, you're going to be starting a section over again. And if it's a challenging one, that can really rack up the deaths as well as increase that rage in induced activity relatively quick. I have played it multiple times though, and each time I played, I get a little bit further. And that's the thing that I enjoy about these types of games, because you can continue to progress in them and understand how to utilize your skill sets and just keep playing and keep enjoying. I don't believe that there is a release date for it just yet, although I keep my ear posted to the street. And all it really says is 2021 is going to be the release. I mean, we got another month or so, just a little over until it releases, but there is a demo available, so be sure to check it out. It's a lot of fun, really cool color palette, really cool soundtrack, really cool abilities, and it just takes you back to those old retro days. And that's why Retro Lag brought it to you. Okay, so the next one we are going to be talking about is a game called Pale Knight. Now, Pale Knight is developed by Pretty French Games, and it's published by Pretty French Games. Okay, now here's the synopsis. You help Pal overcome the curse, forcing him to hide from light. Explore the world of Vector and join an epic adventure through a beautiful world of shapes and colors in this tight platformer. And I would like to replace tight with precision, because it definitely is a precision platformer. And in the description, it even says difficult. And it is, because you really have to think outside of the box and you have to be creative in how you approach mastering these levels. I just recently, tonight, turned it back on to try to play it again, and I only got a little bit farther from where I was previously stuck at. But it is a fun game. If you love platformers, you love those games where you just basically got to control and jump, and it doesn't require you to have any other skill sets that you have to fine tune or harness, then this is a game for you. And it really allows you the opportunity to fine tune your platforming to a high level of precision. Hence, precision platformers. I think in terms of just a platformer lover, these types of games are fun because what you'll tend to notice the more platformer games you play, a lot of them are very similar in their design. So if they're not too challenging or difficult, it's not relatively hard to get past them once you understand them. But that's where I think precision platformers come into play, because they challenge you as a platformer lover and really help you improve those abilities. So when you do go play those other games, you can smash right through them. And I think that really helps blend that line between just being a casual gamer in terms of platformers and a lover slash even speedrunner. So now, as far as the release date for this game, all it says is early 2022. And of course, there is a demo available. However, I don't know how long it's going to be available for. So I would say if you have an opportunity, check it out, you know, jump right on it and enjoy it, have some fun with it. And, you know, hopefully when it does come out, we can do an actual review of it or maybe even a showcase. All right. And the final demo that we have on this episode is Squadron 51. Squadron 51 is a shoot 'em up, side-scrolling airplane FMV game that's coming out very soon. I saw it at Gamescom, the trailer, and then the demo I kept missing, but they released a prologue so you would be able to play it. Now, this game is developed by Lumi Arts and Fehorama Films, and it's published by Whisper Games and Assemble Entertainment. Squadron 51 Prologue is a free version of Squadron 51. It features three levels of entertainment, adding English voiceovers, a never-before-seen boss, and new gadgets for your spaceship to defend Earth from a merciless alien invasion. And that's exactly what the game is about. These aliens invade, they basically are trying to take over, and it's your job with your squadron to try to stop these things. And I'm going to tell you that this game and the development of it and the cinematics and the music and the black and white aesthetic just make it dope. It's a fun game. Now, it's not a platformer, it's not a Metroidvania, but it's a game that I knew I would absolutely enjoy. I mean, it's one of those games that for sure you're gonna die, but you can start right over again and you just keep going and you just keep having fun. The music really just immerses you, the gameplay immerses you, and then just how it's developed and designed. Like, Fehorama Films and Assemble Entertainment, if I'm not mistaken, they actually produce films as well as Lumi Arts. So this being from a film company, but a game, just creates this whole other vibe. It's kind of like the point and click Chicken Police, like kind of the same type of vibe. Just a really, really fun game. I'm looking forward to the full release when this actually does come out. So stay tuned for more of this, but be sure to go and check out this prologue. It's available right now. Again, I don't know when or how long the prologue's gonna be available. The release date for Squadron 51, all they have is available 2022. So I would venture to say probably in the first quarter if I had to guess, but it may even be the second quarter, you never know. So in any case, we're gonna wrap this thing up. Ninja Isin, Pale Knight, Squadron 51, some great demos for you to check out and for you to play, to have some fun, whether you're creating content, you're streaming, looking for something new to just chill out and vibe to. These are three games that I think you might enjoy. And as always, I appreciate you coming through. Be sure to like and subscribe. Well, you can't really like on the platforms, but hey, you never know. Leave a review. Definitely subscribe, though. Tell your friends. Share it. And until the next time, I'll catch you later. Peace.